Okay, so we're continuing the sugya of Arev. So we had so far 2 days of Arev. One day we set up the Chakira. How does Arev work? Why is and how does it connect to our Gemara being Makadish Midin Arev? Meaning the two Tzadim War, is it that when you are in Arev, it's Ki'ilu, you're just cutting out the middleman, but there are really two separate Kinyanim going on? That it's like Matan Maos. It's like you give the money to the Arev, and the Arev gives the money to the Lova. The Malva gives to the Arev, and the Arev gives to the Lova, and those are two separate Kinyanim, two separate transactions. Or do we understand Arev not as a din of Matan Maos, but as a din of Hana'a? That what makes the Arev be Meshabed themselves, it's Bahi Hana'a. The Hana'a that they're getting, that's what makes them be Meshabed themselves. So, and then yesterday, we went through seven nafkaminas between the din of, whether the din of Arev is a din of Hahi Hana'a, or whether the din of Arev is a din of Matan Ma'os, that it's an actual separate kinyan that's going on. So we went through all seven nafkaminas. So today, we're going to dedicate the shir to trying to figure out the Shitas HaRambam on the din of Arev. What does the Rambam say? So you have the Rambam and Ishus. You got Ishus over there. You have Mechira. Ishus. Okay, so says the Rambam in Hilchus Ishus. Perek Hey, Halacha Chavdalin. Ha'omer li Isha. Harei at mukudeshes li bedin razel amanashe tachzirei. Li enem kudesh bein gzira ben lo gzira. Shem lo gzira asar alinus kai matanai. No, this is the wrong one. I said the wrong Rambam. Where's the Rambam about Arev? Chavalev, Hisha Shamra, Tain Dino Laploni, Matana, Viskadesh Anilach, Vinasin Va'amrla, Hare At Mukudeshes Li Bahanaas Matana Zu Shanasati Alpicha, Hare Zu Mukudeshes, Afal Pishalo Yigia La Klum, Hare Nehenes Biritsona, Shanaasa Vinene Ploni Biglala. How does it work? Says the Rambam, because she gets Hana'a from the fact that you did what she wanted. So the Rambam seems abundantly clear which side of this chakira he comes down on. Is Arev a din of Matan Maos? Is a din of Hana? Harei nene spiritsona shenaase. You got Hana'a from the fact that her will was done, that her desire was done. So he seems to assume, at least in the context of Ishus, that Arev works midin Hana'a. But that's not the only Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, when he talks about Arev in the context of a normal context of Arev, not in an Ishus context of Arev, but a normal context of Arev, can you pass me the Rambam? In a normal context of Arev, says the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, in Hilchos Mechira, HaMekach Einu Nikna B'Dvarim. You cannot be kona a thing with words. Items cannot be, you cannot be kona with words. A kinyan can't be done with words. Even if there are edim, ketzad bayizani morchalach, yainzani morchalach, evidzani morchalach, upasko adamin, v'ratza lokech va'omar kanisi, v'ratza hamocher va'omar macharti. So what happens? I get together with you. I say, you know what? I'm interested in selling you this recorder. It was a gift from Yitzhak. They just told me I'm allowed to keep. They didn't really, but let's say they just told me I'm allowed to keep it. I don't have to give it back to them. So now I don't need it anymore. I have a more sophisticated recorder or whatever. So I'm going to sell it. By the way, it's still the best one. This little dinky thing, still the best recorder that's out there. So I'm going to sell it to you. So you know, collector's item. It's this recorder has recorded Rav Shachter. It's recorded Rav Twersky. It's recorded. Recorded Rabbi Kamenetsky so many times. It's it's recorded big people. So you want it as a collector's item. So I'm going to sell you this recorder, and you say, okay, I'll pay you $10,000 for it. And I say, great, I'm happy to sell it for $10,000. So now we say, you say, I hereby have bought it. I say, I hereby have sold it. The halacha is not sold. Those are only words. The only way it's sold is if you give me money, you pick it up, you do a hagbah, it's got to be some sort of kinyan. Now, there is a din of hein tzedek, that the hein shalcha tzedek, when you say you're going to do something, you got to do it. So when we made that agreement, we're supposed to abide by that agreement, but the kinyan isn't made. Words don't make a kinyan. Wonderful. Words cannot make a kinyan. So we move ahead in the Rambam to Perek Yud Aleph, Revilchus Mechira, Halacha Tezvav, and Zok the Rambam. Hamchayev atzmo b'mamon liacher. Below tnai klal. You want to be mechayev yourself in money to somebody else without making any tnai. Meaning, if you're mechayev yourself in money al tnai, what do we call that? When it's, if the Jets win this football game, then I'm going to be chayev money to you. So what do we call that? That's asmachta, that's gambling. But no, without a tanai, you're mechayev yourself in money without tanai. Afal pi shaloa yechayev lo klum. I didn't hit you, I didn't borrow money from you, I didn't damage you, I didn't... There's no reason that I should owe you any money. I don't actually owe you anything. Hare ze chayev. Chayev. What I do? I just said. Ketzat. So Ram says, how does this work? Ha'omer la'edim. Heyu alai edim sha'ani chayev l'ploni mana. O she'kaz lo b'shtar reini chayev lach mana v'pishen sham edim. O she'omer lo b'fnei edim. Hareini chayev lach mana b'shtar af b'shlo amar atamedai. Ha'olvar b'shtar reiza k'mi sh'omer heyu alai edim chayev l'shalim. Afal pishashnei modim ve'edim yodim sh'loye lo etzlo klum. So the Ram says there are two ways it could work. It could work with a shtar, or it could work just by saying it. Just saying in front of Edom. I say, I owe you money, and not I owe you money. I say, I am hereby chayev to give you $1,000. Now, the Beis Din interviews me. They say, did you owe him $1,000? Did you do anything to him? Did you take anything from him? No. They interview you. Did he owe you $1,000? Did he? No. Just stop, $1,000. He was mechayev himself. And now I decide a week later, I don't want to give you $1,000. You can sue me for that $1,000. I'm chayiv to give you that $1,000. Shari chayiv atzmo v'gomer v'shibir atzmo kimo sheyishtabed ha'arev. That works just like an arev can be mishabed himself. Just like an arev could be mishabed himself. With words alone. No ma'isakinyu. He's mishabed himself. So what's the Ram saying? However this works, this shibud that the guy puts himself through, is exactly how Arif works. An Arif could be mishabin himself without a Maisa Kinyan. So he's saying that an Arif is the Raya that his Chayvus works without a Maisa Kinyan. So if you wanted to argue on the Ram, you wanted to say that, no, you can't be Mechayv yourself without a Maisa Kinyan, how would you address the Raya from Arif? The Ram has a starker Raya. His chayvus works without a ma'isa kinyan. You know how I know? How do you think an arev becomes chayv? It's his chayvus without a ma'isa kinyan. How do you think an arev becomes chayv? He says he's chayv himself without a ma'isa kinyan. So look, arev, if you wanted to argue on the Rambam, what you would say is, no, you know an arev becomes chayv? Because an arev borrows the money. It's just he doesn't go through the physical act of taking the money into his possession and then giving it to the loveh. But he's really the borrower. Remember, we said Arif might just be a din of matan ma'os. That you break it down. Break down the transaction, not from malva to lova, where the Arif is a side deal that he's a guarantor. No, it's from malva to Arif, from Arif to lova. So that's what it's mechayivim. You could say, Rambam, you got no raya. You want to bring a raya, a guy can be mechayiv himself without matan ma'os. Arif's not a good raya to that, because guess what? An Arif has matan ma'os. Don't tell me there's no matan ma'os by an arev. So what's the Rambam going to respond to that? Pashut, what would the Rambam say? Arev works the other way. Not midin matan ma'os. Arev works midin hana. Wow, klar in the Rambam now. This is not a kasha, this is a Rambam l'shitaso. Perfect. The Rambam in Isha says that Kiddush Midin Arev works because she's nena, because you did aso ritzona, you did exactly what she wanted. Fabulous. The Rambam over here in Hilchas Mechira, over there in Hilchas Mechira, when it talks about a person being Meshabit himself without the benefit of a Kinyan, so how does it work? How could one be Meshabit? Arev! It works just like Arev! You only have a Raya from Arev if you hold that an Arev works Midin Hana. If you hold that it doesn't work Midin Hana, then you have no Raya at all. What do you mean it works Midin Arev? By an Arev, there's a Maisa Kinyan. By an Arev, he's borrowing the money. It's a matan ma'os. That l'chor is a Rambam l'shitasa. Now, the Machna Ephraim sets it up a little differently. Machna Ephraim writes that it works. That the Rambam's shita is that it works midin hana, but he says I got a problem with a different Rambam. You got a problem with a different Rambam. Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. What does Rambam say, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav? In Hilchos Mechira? All of this in Hilchos Mechira. Let's find it. I'm going to fumble for it. Perek Aleph Halachavav. Ha'omer l'chaveru. Tein mona l'ploni v'yikna beisi lach. You give money, not to me, to somebody else, and my house will belong to you. You'll get my house. Kivan shenasan kona abayis. Once he gives that money, he's kona the bayis. Why? Midin arev. It works midin arev. Sounds like. How did he kona the house? Midin arev? From the money. Not from hana'ah. It's not the hana'ah of you doing my rasa. I'm not saying anything about hana'ah over there. I'm saying, tain mana l'ploni. Normally you'd give the money to me to buy my house. Okay, so don't give it to me. Give it to my kid. I want you to give it to my kid. And my house will not belong to you. Nothing about hana. Why does Ram not mention anything about hana? Arev is midin hana. It should say, ba'hu hana, sha'asa, ritzono, sha'asa, and l'ploni. So that's why you own the house. Nope, nothing. Sounds like it's chal al yedei the mana, not al yedei the hana. Doesn't say anything about hana. So why is it when it comes to kiddushin? The Rambam talks about the hana'a. That kiddushin midin arev works midin hana'a. Yet when it comes to tein mana l'ploni, it's not midin hana'a. He says arev, but not hana'a. Sounds like it's din matan ma'os. Two basic approaches to answer this Rambam. We'll see if we can get through both today. Hopefully we will. I'd like to move on to the next sugya soon. Two basic approaches. We still have to talk about what days we have shir next week. Tuesday we're for sure though, right? So Tuesday we're for sure, we'll work from there. Okay. So two basic approaches. The Brisker Rav in the Mechtavim at the end of the Sefer, page Pei Beis. It's quoted here in the Masifta. The Masifta says you find the same thing in the Granat. Granat was a Rebbe in Radin, of Naftali Trop. Rav Blachman told us in Keren B'Yavne that he didn't like when people learned the Granat, because he thought that the Granat's chidushim were not an accurate reflection of the Granat's shiurim. He said the story was that the Granat was walking through the Beis Medrash one day, and he saw a Talmud notebook with of his shiurim, of the Granat's shiurim. And Rav Tali Trop said, I don't know whose shiurim these are, but they're not mine. He said, and those are the notebooks that are chidushim Granat. But I think in yeshivas they use it. I don't know, Rav Bachman didn't like it. But I think in yeshivas they use it. So anyway, if you don't like it in the Granat, it's in the Griz. The Griz saw what's in the Griz. So it says like this, that the Rambam holds, like the Shittos, that Kiddushin works midin mana, not midin hana'a. Wow, very big Kiddush. No, we saw the Rambam's L'Shittoso. The Rambam's in Hilchos Mechira Perek Aleph, in Hilchos Mechira Perek Yud Aleph, rather, and in Hilchos Yishus Perek Hei Halach Chaval, we saw those Rambams that are all the Shittoso. That it's all midin ana. He says, no, the Rambam holds midin matan ma'os. And it's as if the Ariv himself was a mekabel the money. But the Rambam holds there's a special din by Kiddushin called kesef sheyesh po hana. That it's not enough by Kiddushin that there be kesef being given. By Kiddushin, you kesef sheyesh po hana. You have the Brisker Rav for me? The Rambam, Brisker Rav says, Masha Kasafta, Da Ramam, that I made the Matzrich Kiddushin. I wonder, was this a letter? These are the Mechtav. This might have been a letter to the Rav. A lot of these letters were written to Rav Salvechik. He had a correspondence with his uncle. So they don't say his name in here, but Masha Kasafta, Da Ramam, that I made the Matzrich Kiddushin, Kesef Shalanoah. Ulahach, Yosef Gam Gavi Ori Vevid Kanani, Taimeda Noah. So whoever wrote him this letter said, you see, the Ramam, Hana, Ram Lishitaso, like we said. When I was a kid, I also thought that way. So it's good. It's good. You're thinking right. A little different. Says no. I think that even the Rambam holds that the real kiddushin is with the kesef. It's not just with the hana. Otherwise, you wouldn't need a yalfusim erev; it would just be erev. Very mavur bram perakemilus mechira lachzayin degam bechalip anisila din David Kanani. Vasam erev bal korcha kinu beetsam akli v'lo ba'ana bilvad. There bechalip and kli bein. Okay, we'll get to chalip. We'll get to David Kanani. And then he goes on to say, Elavadai, the gam b'kiddushin hakinyan nasa al yidei etzem hakesef mamish v'lo ba'anol b'vad. Ela, da ha-Rambam osif, gam taima da hana'a. The Rambam also adds in the hana'a element, even though it's being done with the kesef. That's a detail. Mishum da ha-Rambam s'rili di b'kiddushin lo sagi b'lo hana'a. The Ram has a shita that it's not enough to give kesef for kiddushin. You need kesef with hana'a. There has to be hana'a from that kesef. That's why he emphasizes, don't worry, it's not just kesef, it's also hana. But the Ram is not saying that you're doing the whole kiddushin with hana. That's not the way kiddushin works. By mechira, you just need kesef. You don't need kesef shalana. Ah, mishumachi yesh mitsham l'tayim adana. That's why he leaves out the olana inyan by mechira. The l'tzrichinu layasim klal. Aval bi'ikar adin kuluch adinu ninu. Da kiddushin va'kinyin va'mechira nasna yidei etzem ha'kesef mamish. The real kinyin is with the kesef itself. V'zehu ikar hayalfusa me'orei ve'avid k'nani. D'gam k'sha'achar mekablo achar nosin mikri kesef mamish. Even if someone else takes it, it's still kesef. Wow. So the Briskrov turns everything on its head. We thought that the Rambam so clearly in Ilchus Mechira, even more clearly in Ilchus Ishus, is all about Hana, Hana, Hana. We made it such a neat Chakira. Is it a Din Hana or a Din Matan Maos? Such a clean Chakira. And the Rambam was so cleanly on the side of Hana. He says, yeah, but you got to account for every Rambam. What do you do, Perakal Valachavav? There's no Hana there. And that Rambam's the Iker Rambam. That's where he's really staking out his position. It's Midin Matan Maos. What do you do with the fact that it says Hana everywhere else? That's a detail in Kiddushin. That Kiddushin requires a certain element of Hana. A detail in Kiddushin. That's how the Brisker Rav explains. Comes along with Shmuel. In the Chidushei Rabbi Shmuel Simin Tes, quoted here in the Masifta, I did not see it inside. He says, wait, if Kiddushin is bimana, it's just that the Hana'a is a side thing. Why does, what's the Amira by the Kiddushin over here? What does the guy say to the girl in Hilchus Ishus when he's Mekadesh or Midin Ari? Doesn't work. Right? He says, Va'omar lo, he says to her, Hare at mekudesh asli v'zram perkei alocha chaval. Hare at mekudesh asli be hana'as matan azu shekibalti b'ritzoncha. It's with the hana'a. Or the previous one, va'amr la, hare at mekudesh asli be hana'as matan azu shenasati al picha. The hana'a of the fact that I gave him matana. If the ikar is really the money, and the hana'a is just a detail, that the money has to come along with hana'a, how come his amira emphasizes the hana'a and not the matana? It's a strong kasha in the Brisker Rav. So that leads Rabbi Shmuel to say an entirely different pshat. And he puts things back right side up. He doesn't turn everything on his head. He says, you have to be medayik, that the Rambam has another slight variation between what he writes in Hilchus Ishus and what he writes in Hilchus Mechira. In Hilchus Ishus, he writes that the girl says to the guy, Tein dinar leploni matana v'iskadesh anilach. Use the term matana. In Hilchus Mechira, it says, Sheyomar tein mana leploni v'ikna beisilach. You just say, give a mana leploni v'ikna beisilach. Not matana. Tein mana leploni v'ikna beisilach. What's the difference? So he says, that's a big difference. In Hilchus Mechira, the mocher is telling the lokech, the guy who's selling the house, is telling the guy who's buying the house, give the money to this other guy, and that other guy is going to receive it on my behalf. Normally you'd pay me, don't pay me, pay him. You're paying for a house. So pay him for the house, don't pay me for the house. So it's as if the mocher is mekabel the dinar himself, it's as if he's getting the money himself. Because I'm just appointing a shliach to receive it for me. And that's why the kinyan is chal, al yidei, not the hana, no hana, al yidei, the dina. The mocha, it's like the mocha got it. And that's why the Ram doesn't say anything about matana, because it's not a matana. You're paying for it and you're getting it. That's it. You pay for land. It's a regular purchase. It's just that you're not going to give it to me. You'll give it to my shliach. Good. But in Hilchos Ishos, the Rambam is not saying that the woman tells the husband, give it to a shliach l'kabbalah for me. Give it to that guy. He's going to be my shliach l'kabbalah. He's going to be my shliach to receive my kiddushin from me. No, that's not what's going on. She's saying, I want you to give it to him as a matana. Meaning that Ploni is going to be mekabelit for himself as a matana. Not for me, not on my behalf, for himself. And the husband does exactly what she wants. So he can't say that the woman's mekabelit dinar. This guy's not her shliach to be mekabelit dinar. She didn't get any money. What does the woman get? The woman gets hana. Only hana. That's the Rambam. And that's why the Rambam is so meduyuk in his lashon. That he says that, she says, give up a matana. In that way, it's only the hana'a that's working. It's not the money that's working. So what you see over here is the Rambam says, how does Ariv work? Does it work midin matan ma'os, or does it work midin hana'a? Yes. It works both ways. It's all a matter of how you formulate it. You can formulate it in such a way that it can work either way. And he says, That's why it solves so many different problems. He says, wait, how could they both work midin Ariv? Which one is it? Is Ariv midin matamals or is Ariv midin hana? So he says, no, there are two types of Ariv. There's an Ariv stam, where you cannot, the normal procedure, someone cosigns. Use the example we've been using the past few days. You buy a house, the bank lends you $500,000, your parents and in-laws are the co-signers. Who does the bank send the bills to? Who do they send the bills to? You. Elamai, if you can't pay, they then go to the Ariv. But they come to you first. That's a normal din of Ariv. You're supposed to pay. If you can't pay, then they go to the Ariv. But then there's another type of Ariv called an Ariv Kablan. What's an Ariv Kablan? That he just says, I've got it. I'm going to pay your mortgage for the next 15 years, 30 years, whatever it is. It's an Ariv Kablan. That you go to the Ariv first. The Gemara in Babasra, Kufa, and Gimel and Beis learns regular Din Ariv and Din Ariv Kablan from two different psukim. How could the Rambam say that Ariv is Midin Ana and Ariv is sometimes Midin Matan Mos? Because there are two types of Ariv. There's Ariv Midin Ana, and there's already midin matan ma'os. And they're set up differently. In an arev, the malve is not lending money to the love in place of the arev. The arev wants that the malve, meaning it's not that the malve is giving money to the arev, and the arev just says, okay, give it to him for me. No, he's really lending it to the love. And the Arev is just going to be on the hook if the Lova can't pay. But the loan is really to the Lova. The Malva does what the Arev wants, gives the money to the Lova, and he relies that the Arev will pay if need be. So that's not the Malva being lending the money to the Arev. He's lending it to the Lova. So what's Mechayiv the Arev? What's Mechayiv the Arev is the Hana. You did what I want. Not just you did what I want. You gave me the covenant, trusting me and all that. That's a chiyuv of arvus that works midin hana. And that's when you have to go to the lova first and not the ariv first. But then there's the din of ariv kablan. What happens by ariv kablan? That we look at, the malva didn't lend money to the lova. The malva really lent money to the ariv. The ariv's lending money to the lova. So who's the malva going to come after when he wants to get paid? The ariv. That's an ariv kablan. It's logical that when it works midin matan ma'os, you break it down into two transactions. Malve to Arev, Arev to Lova. Of course the Malve is going to come after the Arev. That's who we lent the money to. That works midin matan ma'os. Wow, he says, now I understand all the diyukim in the Rambam. Between Hilchos Ishus and Hilchos Mechira. Because in Hilchos Ishus, he does not say that the Kiddushin works midin Arev. Hilchos Mechira, he says that it's Kona midin Arev. You understand very well. Because in Hilchos Kiddushin, the Kiddushin is Bahana So he doesn't have to say that it's midin ariv, because the ikar din of kiddushin ba'anah is not only a din of ariv. Kiddushin working midin ana is really part of a much larger category. Remember when we introduced this side of the chakira 2 days ago? We said, what does it mean? Kiddushin works midin arev. Oh, maybe it means that the hana'a, that you're being mechabed me, so that's how the kiddushin works, because you're giving me the hana'a, that you're giving the girl the hana'a. Be'echi teisi, you can give hana'a, and that's going to be kiddushin. That's not only midin arev, that's everywhere. Rekod lefanai, schok lefanai, adam chashuv. We have all these places where kiddushin works midin hana'a. It's not only arev. It's part of this broader category of kiddushin working midin hana'a. From arev, we just see that this kind of hana'a is also a hana'a. Arev teaches us that it's a pleasure to be an arev. That being trusted as an arev is also a hana'a. Oh, good. So that's a hana'a that you can be mekadesh nisha with too. But in Hilchas Mechira, where he says that you're kona because it's considered that the mocher is mekabel the dinar, it's like the mocher himself, the guy selling the house himself, was just paid, even though he wasn't, you paid someone else. But he said, oh, that guy's accepting it for me. It's as if he's getting paid for me. That's midin arev. That's actually midin arev. That's the Navari Midin Matan Ma'os. And then comes the finale of the Rav Shmuel. He says, and now, based on this Yesod, we could answer the Stira in the Ritva that we asked yesterday, that the Machne Ephraim raised in the Ritva. Wow. The Ritva had a Stira. Why? Because in our Sugi, he says that Kiddushin works Midin Arev is Bahana'a. So he holds that it's not that the woman is Mekabel the money. It's Hana'a that she was Mekabel. In Bar Metzia, Samach Gimel, he says that if the Malva tells the Lova, Tein mana leploni va'alav alach, you give money to sell, give $50 to that guy, and then I will lend you $1,000. That's ribis d'oraisa. Ribis d'oraisa. Why? Because when I'm telling you to give that guy money, what I'm really telling you is, give me money. And I'm not allowed to charge you money for a loan. That is ribis. So what do you see? That the din arev works me din matan ma'os. Even if I say zrokman aliyam v'schayev lach, you're chayev, because ki'ilu you got it yourself. So you see that he holds it's ki'ilu you're makabel the money, works me din matan ma'os. Ah, stira in the ritva. So says Rav Shmuel, no, not based on what we're saying. There are two different ways the woman could formulate it. She could say, give it to that guy as a matana. Or she could just say, give it to that guy. When she says, give it to that guy as a matana, that's Arev Midin Hana'a. He's not receiving it on my behalf. She didn't receive anything. That's what the Ritva is saying here in Kiddushin. But when she says, give it to that guy as a matana, that's Arev Kablon. That actually works, midin matan ma'os. That's the din of Arev Kabla. Very beautiful. No, it fits. Everything fits, according to this Shmuel. I thought the kasha on the Brisker Rav was a bomb kasha. I don't know what the teretz would be. Brisker Rav turned everything on its head. Didn't seem like the pashas, and the kasha on him was a slam dunk. I mean, it was a very, very strong kasha. Why would the Amira of the Kiddushin be about Hana'a if the Kiddushin is really about the money? It's a very strong kasha. But according to Shmuel, everything fits. Alright, so we'll leave Arev at that, because how could you do better than that? Out of Shmuel. Okay. Next week.